I didn't want to start this podcast laughing, but I have a very special guest with me today. And as the timer is counting down, going 3, 2, all of this, I'm nervous.
I'm nervous.
No, I love it. So guys, welcome to another episode of Morning Tea. I have someone very, very special with me. Her actual name is Sarah, but I have a hard time calling her that. I call her Slate to anyone and everyone that I talk about her too. But Sarah, I almost called you Slate again. Sarah, say hi. Tell them about yourself. I'm stoked to have you here.
I'm literally so honored when you asked me to be on here. I was like, this is my first ever podcast. That's why I'm so nervous. I'm like, are you kidding me? But also like so honored. I'm like, I am so excited. I love talking with you. But I'm Sarah. My name's not Slate. You can call me Slate though. I think Slate's such a badass name. I have a social media management company called Slate Social Management. It's not, my name has nothing to do with my name. When I was making Slate, I was like, I really want it to be not around my name, because if I ever wanted to grow my business, I didn't want it to be connected with my name. But it's also like, my name is Sarah Maxey, SM. And like, I really wanted it to start with an S, because like social management, like I love that. So then I was like, what's S words, whatever. And I love Slate. And I like, got, I don't even know. I was literally in a tanning booth or a tanning bed or whatever. And I thought about it. It just like downloaded my brain. I was like, it will be called Slate. I don't know. I don't even know what it really means. I love it. I think like the slate of like a action, so on brand for me with modeling and all that kind of stuff, and just like content creation. I think it's perfect. So I own Slate Social Management. It's a social media managing company business. It's just me right now. And I do like content creation, of course, social media management, strategy, email marketing, blogging, SEO stuff, the whole nine yards, anything social media management wise. I do. What else should I say about
you? You're just a bad bitch. Bad bitch.
I love you.
So how I initially found Sarah is, she actually, a friend of mine, she owned a salon right here in like Colorado and Denver. And ish, I guess. You know what's so funny? For me, this entire area is Denver, but I'm aware it's also like Boulder and Colorado Springs. But to me, it's Denver.
That's really like, even from being up north, like literally I'm only like from like an hour away from here, down here was always Denver. Like Everywhere around here, Littleton, all that stuff, Denver. Because I didn't know. And everybody to everybody else, it's also Denver. So you're okay.
Yeah, to me, I'm like, I don't know. This portion is Denver. But I have a friend who owned a salon. She eventually ended up selling it. But Sarah worked for her, did social media, and like did all the things. And when it came time to that, I was like, oh my God, I moved. I need a new photographer, all these things. Sarah was recommended. And I was like, fuck yeah, like, let's go. And if you've seen any photos on my page with the big morning hair spray paint in the background, or me in my big white skirt, or honestly, my favorite is in my highlight bubbles of me with the Wednesday Addams shirt where I'm standing like head cocked still, that might be my favorite picture you took. Like, working with Sarah was such a wonderful experience, because if you're an awkward baby, because I think people are like, oh my God, Ani, like, you're so good in front of the camera. I'm like, because I had to learn. Do you know the first photo shoot I ever did, professional one, right? The photographer didn't know that I'm an awkward duckling, and she was like, okay, pose, and I went pew pew and did finger guns, and I go, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, that's so bold of the photographer just to like pose, like
you pose, damn it! Yeah, I don't know. What?
That's crazy. No,
it was, but at least now that you've worked with me, you can see I've grown a lot. I'm a lot better than finger guns now.
No, you're 100%. And I am also a natural, or like a awkward duckling. I am the most awkward person socially and just in general, which is crazy because I model professionally. But because of my awkward side and just like being able to like communicate modeling into like terms of like, if I didn't know how to pose in front of a camera, like this is what I would tell myself. Like, I can speak directly to people that have no idea what they're doing in front of the camera. But you were so easy. Like, you were natural and you're beautiful.
It was so great because you would literally like go up to all the things, those damn boxes we had, and you're like, do this, do this, do this. And I'm like, ooh, she made that look easy. And I know I am not, it's not gonna look that cute when I do it, but we're doing it. So I literally loved working with you. And guys, here's something crazy. If you follow me on social media, you'll know that recently I posted in my stories that I was like, I'm hiring a social media manager. This is my onboarding, like blah, blah, blah. And it's so funny. I think y'all misunderstood it and you thought that that onboarding was for me to send to a social media manager. No, y'all, that was Sarah sending it to me. I'm to the point where I run 3 accounts. It's a lot, and I want to be able to be sure to have the space and time to give my students that are inside of the Content Coven like all the time, attention, and love and education they need. And with me leaving town and leaving the country for weeks at a time, I needed help. And I was like, you know what? And here's so funny, because like, you don't know this, but one of the reasons that I decided to go with Sarah is because I know there are large social media companies, huge, and that's fine. I didn't realize that if you generally go to a larger social media company, the person you thought you hired isn't actually the one doing your social media.
Oh, no, not at all.
That blew my fucking wig back. And I don't know why I was shocked. I don't know.
I was talking about that to somebody else the other day about, it's crazy. A lot of major companies and just a lot of people like think they're going the professional route to hire like more of like a corporate setting social media agency, like this like big marketing agency, because they're like, wow, like it's like 15 grand, 10 grand for social media management. Of course it's going to be great. The thing is, it's the most generic, like no one gets to know your brand. Your content's being made by 15 other people. No one's like, not to like shit on them, because I bet some of them are great, but just from my experience and what my clients have experienced, like it's the communication's not there, the relationship's not there. And you really have to know the person in the business and the brand to authentically like create content that shows their business, like how they would post and be their business basically. And being a huge company and like kind of corporate style doesn't really provide you that. So it's very cookie cutter. It's basic. Like you might as well just like get a Canva Pro account and make your own. Like it literally is the same vibe.
I love my Canva Pro account. Canva, I'm a slut for Canva. But yeah, but that's one of the reasons I decided to go with you. Like we had already worked together. We vibe. Like I think we were on this call probably 20 minutes before we even started filming, just chit chat. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait, yeah, we have like a podcast to film. My bad. Let's reel it back. But that was something that, and I'll be honest, like it's hard. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a total control freak. And guys, at first I'm such a fucking psycho. I was like, okay, Sarah, I'm like, let's work together, but I'm going to write it all. I'll write it, the topic, I'll write it. And then you post it. And she was like, uh-huh. Yeah. She didn't outright tell me no. I could feel that she was like, this bitch, like, this bitch, like, that's not, but no, it's fine. But, and then I was like, you know what? Why don't I just, it's my rule of like, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should have to. And I'm like, just let Sarah do her job. And now like we're past the onboarding. We have our call next week to do all these things. And I'm so stoked. So like, let me ask you, like as a social media manager, right? What do you feel like is an inkling? What's like when someone's reaching the point to where they need to hire a social media manager? Because I feel like everyone says they're like, well, I can post, I can do it. I just don't have time, or I'm just overwhelmed. So like, with your clients, I know you work with a lot of people, like what's the point that you've seen where it's like, you're past the point, you need to hire someone?
Really, the one indicator, honestly, it's never a certain point, because some people start their business and like the sooner you get a social media manager, the better. You could even not even have an account ready yet. You're like, I just bought my LLC. And I've had people do that. They came to me, they're like, we don't have an account yet. Like I'm ready to set it up. And that is the best, because your foundation is just set up from the get-go. Your account, like it just hits the ground running. There's a strategy in place from the get-go. So it really is just whenever you're ready. I do think like there's a couple things that if you are maybe things that make you not ready for a social media manager. It could be budget, definitely budget. It is an investment. That is something like you can't really, you know, grow your business without any investments in general, especially if you like have capacity, like you have to grow your capacity to be able to grow. But the thing is, so yeah, if you're ready to invest, and if you aren't ready to take, like let people have control. And that is a hard thing. And that's not just you. And honestly, when you told me, and the thing is, you're so different. You also know your shit. Like, you know what you're talking about. You know what content. So it's like not like a normal like business owner that like does, you know, maybe just does only hair. And she was like, no, I would know what I want to post and be like, girly, I love your post ideas and we can mix them in. But like, there's certain things that we want to post to be strategic, you know? So for you, like of course I was going to let you write if that's what you, but I'm like, also like, that's a lot of work, sister. Like, why are you hiring me? But also I'm like, we'll figure out. But the thing is, like, every account is so different. Every business is so different. That's why my like business, like my services are so personalized, because I have some accounts that are like, I only like talk to the like business owner like once a month, and we meet and we go over things, you know, we look at content, and we edit and improve it, whatever. I have clients that I talk to and I send their content weekly or biweekly. It really is just depending on whatever is like needed and supported for the client. But back to your question. I definitely think if you are at a point in your business where, first of all, you're ready to grow, like, and obviously everybody wants to grow. You're never at a business point where you're like, nah, I think I'm good here. Like, I'm ready. I think I'm just going to stay at the bottom. Like, no one should be like that in that mindset. And even if you're like at, like, you're like, I'm doing great, I think this is like perfect, there's always room to grow. And widening your capacity so you can accept more in, or even just have more free time for things like, you know, relaxing so you don't burn out. Literally. Or like focusing on other things or other business ventures, or, you know, being at home more. I don't know. It is the whole freeing up your capacity that provides the most to my clients that I see, like, let alone my services and growing their business online. Yeah. The whole act of not having to worry, stress, figure out like how to get a post up, planning, all that time and energy and stress is taken off of them. And that is like the most freeing part for them. Yeah. So anytime that you're like, if you don't know what you're posting, you have no strategy behind what you're posting, you're just posting a post, you're like, it's 4 p.m. I already worked a 9-hour day. I have no juice left in my brain. I'm trying to drive home. I'm trying to make dinner. I need to go to bed. My brain is mush, but I need to get something up. And so you're just posting, you're staring at this post, maybe it's hair, and you're like, yeah, I have no idea what I'm going to caption this. I have no idea. And then you just draft it, or you never post, or you post something and it's just random and it's not strategic. There's no like purpose behind it. It's just posting a post because you know posting is going to grow your business. So being able to, you know, outsource that, you know, full-time, like I always tell people, social media is a full-time business. Social media is full-time. It's my full-time. I know it's a full-time job because it's my full-time job.
Same, so bro.
Having a full-time job, especially you have like 19 full-time jobs. And then having social media on top of it, you can't do both effectively or long enough that you're going to burn out.
Yes.
Or you just won't be able to give your all for everything. So being able to like give it out and outsource it, and especially to someone who knows their shit. Like, my full-time job is this. I actively keep up on what's going on. I actively keep up on like the algorithm, like what you should be posting. Well, all.
And I think like, yes, like that's so important. Do you know, I looked one time and I was so embarrassed to say this out loud, but you know how like those fucking iPhones, they're like, here's how much time you spent on like on the phone. I'm like, don't tell me. And I looked generally, because I understand, even though it's so funny, I've always said I never want to be a social media manager. I like teaching people to understand social media, being able to grow their own content. I want to do that part. I will even write it all out. I don't want to put it together and post. For some reason, from the writing it to the posting it part, doing it for other people is literally not fun for me. And I know that's it sounds impression. Like, yeah, it's, that's not fun. I don't want to do this anymore. That's not fun. I want this part of it. So like that I think is great. And I also want to be clear to people, like, you can be good at social media and still hire someone out to do it. But oh no, yes. I just fucking lost my train of thought. What was I going to say?
Okay. Let's backtrack.
Maybe I got to backtrack.
Outsourcing, even though you're good at social media management.
Yeah.
Freeing up your capacity.
Other than that, it was literally based off something that you were saying. Full-time job. iPhones. There we go. Okay. Holy, but I bet someone's going to be yelling, iPhone! That's where you were at. But literally, it takes a lot of work to be constantly up to date on what Instagram is doing. Someone literally, they were like, this is harder than having like a narcissistic husband. And I was like, I don't know how to respond to that. I'm so sorry. Like, I don't want to laugh, but.
Do you need to therapy, or do you need social media services?
What? You need to talk, baby? Because you can go on my DMs. Like, it's cool.
Yeah, my DMs are open.
Literally. But that my iPhone was like, you spend 20 hours a week on Instagram. Given that's me posting on 3 accounts. And me doing research and fucking watching Masseri and then finding trending audios because I send that out in my emails. Like, it's so much. But I was like, 20 hours? That's already a part-time job, not including everything else that I do. And that's what I think people don't realize. Like, a lot of time can be saved if you get help. And you know what? Do you feel like, I feel like some people, okay, how do I word this? I think some people, okay, you know, like when your brain works faster than your mouth does, that's where I'm at today.
I'm always like that.
ADHD.
That's why I write freaking scratch, because my hand can't move fast enough. Unless I send voice notes to you. Yes. Because I can't type like faster.
No, I get it. Okay. I don't think this is fair, but I think it's the reality of the situation. People look at followings, and from there they determine how good you are at your job. Like, honestly, and that sucks. Like, I know that to be true for a fact, and that sucks that that's a real thing, because I have seen some stylists that have 500 followers and they are the most talented people I have ever seen. So although I don't think that following dictates skill, I know other people tend to think that way. So if someone were to straight up be like, Sarah, I'm thinking of hiring a manager because honestly, like, I just want to grow my following, so I'm taking a little more seriously. Like, is that stupid? Or is that like, yeah, valid reason?
I think it's a valid reason. I definitely do preach that followers don't mean everything. And it doesn't mean that what you just said is not true, because that's 100% true. And I do want to go back on that, because the whole like aesthetic and like the whole first impressions is a huge thing. So remind me to go back on that after this thought. But for the thing is, vanity metrics, it's a big thing. Yeah, 100%. When you see someone with 50,000 followers, your brain automatically thinks, well, so many people like them. Obviously, they have such value. They have such, like, they are an expert.
They know their shit.
Yeah, they know their shit. They're an expert. They have great content. Like, I'm automatically following them before I even look at their content, because I already know that they're obviously good at what they do or whatever. So you're already making that subconscious idea. But the thing is, you can't just come and be like, I want 10,000 followers right now, because like, that's my goal. And I would tell you, sister, that's a great goal. I want to grow your account too. The thing is, we're not going to like, that's not the only goal we have, because that, when we put that number like as our goal, that's where people buy followers, which, if we want to get into that, we can, because I'll start cussing.
Wait,
buying followers.
That nothing gives me a bigger ick.
Your account, if you just want to throw it in the trash, I think that'd be more effective than buying followers. I was like, maybe
buying followers is such a horrendous idea.
Keep going. Back to followers. Okay, buying followers basically just throws your account in the trash. So how the algorithm works now, and back in like 2014, when people were starting to buy followers and it was like a new thing, we didn't understand, and the algorithm was a little different.
Yeah.
So like, buying followers was just, you know, whatever. It was a thing, because everybody just wanted the aesthetic. Everybody wanted to be, you know, it was Instagram. It wasn't a big deal. No one really was marketing their business on Instagram either. It was very personal accounts. Yes. So whatever. Flash forward 2014 or 2024, 10 years later. The algorithm is based off of, well, lots of things, but who engages with your content. So if bots are following you, and that's the only people that are following you are bots. First of all, bots don't engage with your content. You just have a number there and then no content. So first of all, if I ever go onto a page and you have 50,000 followers, but then you only have like maybe 2,000 views or even less, I'm like, ooh.
Or two comments, to be honest. Like, look, I don't find it. If you are like, I have a little over 31,000 followers. If I only get 10 comments, I'm not embarrassed, because those 10 people are real. I don't think there is anything embarrassing at all about if you post and it doesn't get a lot of likes or comments or shares. To me, that's not embarrassing. But to see a reel where someone has, I've seen this, 1 million followers, and their reel got 2,000 views with 3 comments, I'm like, you bought your following and I'm fucking embarrassed for you. That's
embarrassing. But also, like, even if people don't figure that out, because I have friends that are like, hey, can you let me know if this person has fake followers? And I'm like, look at the, and I teach them, I'm like, look at their views. Look at, just open who follows them and scroll down a little bit. And if you don't see one real person, there you go.
No.
And they've been getting a little bit more advanced where, you know, the followers look real, or like, you know, whatever. The thing is, they don't engage with your content. So your views are gonna be lower. And also, okay, so back to like the algorithm. Your algorithm is the algorithm is going to push your content to whoever interacts with your content, whoever your following is, like whoever is associated with your account. So if only bots are associated with your account and like only bots follow you, first of all, your target audience is out the window because obviously your target audiences aren't bots. So trying to hone in on who your target audience is and pushing your content to them, we're fucked because your content's not gonna be pushed to them.
Yep.
They're gonna be pushed to bots or, you know, fake followers or no one. So, and then you're not gonna have any engagement, which looks sketchy. Also, you're not getting your content pushed to the right people. So I'd rather, and I tell my clients this all the time, and this is the most important thing, and this always changes the perspective. I'd rather have 100 people, which honestly, 100 followers doesn't sound like much, but think of 100 people in a room. That's a lot of people.
That's wonderful.
I couldn't even fit that many people in my bedroom right now. 100 people who follow you. That's a lot of people. It doesn't look like that much compared to 10,000 or whatever. 100 people, but they follow you because they like your content. They might want to work with you. They engage with your content. They see your content as valuable. They're a part of your community. And they like might be clients one day. Those 100 followers are so much more valuable. I'd rather have that 100 followers or even 50 followers compared to 10,000 followers who are fake, don't care about your content at all, who are never going to buy any of your product, be a client, or whatever. Like, they're useless. So I'd rather be embarrassed for a little bit and only have 50,000 or 50 followers, which is not even embarrassing. I think, whatever, screw the vanity matrix. Like, fuck it. If you are embarrassed because you don't have that many followers, who cares? You would rather have 50 followers, 100 followers that really care about your content than 10,000 that don't give a shit at all. Because that's not where you're going to get in your business. So we can have 10,000 followers and that can be our goal. The thing is, we're going to build it slow and with organic growth, which takes some time. And that's always hard. And patience is hard, but patience is a virtue. And we have to practice that, especially in organic growth. It takes some time.
Yeah.
Like my content from when I first posted, that's still getting caught. I used to never get likes or whatever when I first started posting on Slate. You know, we started growing. That is still getting me views, posts. Like, I see people commenting, liking, whatever, following from reels from a year ago today. Yeah. So it's still growing. And I'm picking up the pace. My page has only been maybe a little over a year old, a couple months over a year old. And, you know, I'm a little past 2,000 followers. Oh, yeah. And it's that's not embarrassing that I don't have 10 grand yet. I just think every single one of my followers follow me because they wanted to be on my page. And that is where the value is.
Yes. And not only that, I think people need to remember because and it's so funny because I've talked about this before where I used to think 30,000 was such a big account. And now that I'm there, I'm I don't feel like that's that big anymore, but everything is perspective. But also I tell people I only had 1,000 followers at one point. And 2 years ago, I only had 4,000 followers. And now I'm sitting at over 31. Do you know what I mean? And that's why I tell people any account you look at that you're wow, they are so big. I can never, because I feel like the catch up thing comes up quite a bit. I'm you don't have to catch up. You just have to do you. And that's the thing. And I always say even if my account is not honestly 31,000, I am so proud of that.
You should be, dude. That is impressive. I'm so proud of you.
It's been all organic. I have done no paid ads, which I'll be getting into that eventually for the stuff I have, but not right now. And but the cool part is, I feel my community is die hard. Diehard me and I'm diehard them. The amount of times that people will DM me and I always respond because my rule is if you're taking the time to message me, I will always take the time to respond. I'm not a dick. But the fact that they always go, oh my God, I can't believe you actually did this. I can't believe you took the time to respond. And I'm that's mind blowing. Yeah,
you're a part of my community. You're my bestie.
Yeah, I always say they're my little ducklings. How could I not love you guys? Of course. Yes. But that's what I think is... Social media is so tricky. I actually posted something today that I'm you're not exhausted by creating content. You're not frustrated with creating content. You're frustrated because you want validation from strangers. And that's what's frustrating about social media. That's the hard part.
Yes. I literally just wrote a post that's going live this next week. And it's all about, it's very cheesy. And I claim that it's cheesy, but it is really about authentic, being authentic to you, it being you. And honestly, I'm going to be I always am very, I own up to this. When I started Slate, I was a baby. Obviously, I just started my social media management business. I didn't really know, like, I was learning as I was going. Like, I had a lot of background because I did social media management for a while, but I was learning. I, you know, wasn't authentic to myself. I thought I needed to fit in. I was posting things that I thought other people would like. And that's why I feel like my content also, like, I needed to learn and, like, figure out what my audience really wanted to see. But as soon as I started embracing my differences, being truly who I am, posting content that I like and that I know my followers will like, that's when I started picking up the pace. And once you start picking up the pace, it's just a snowball effect. But the thing is, copying other people, being like other people, trying to get their validation, trying to fit in, literally is hurting your account. Because, and this is where the cheesy part comes in, and it's like some Pinterest quote that I would have put in my bio in 2014. It's like, no one is you. And like, that's your superpower. Like, that's the best thing about your account, is like, no one can be you. No one can authentically duplicate who you are. Yeah. So being different, because there are so many social media managers, there's so many stylists, like there's so many people, but the thing is that there's no one that's just like you. Mm-hmm. So being able to be super authentic and have that personality show through your content, that's where all your followers are just like you. And so we all vibe. It's a community. We all get each other. Like, it's fun. And like, that's what they're there for. They're there for that authenticness, especially with your account. And we've talked about this because I have always loved how authentic you are with your content, and who, like, you can tell who you are, just through your content, which is like the best ever. And it makes people feel safe. It makes people feel like they can be exactly who they are as well. It's like a safe community. That's what draws people in. Like, first of all, your content's bomb. The thing is, they're like, oh my God, I feel seen, or I feel like this. I love this. Like, I act like this, or like, that's relatable, whatever. Now they're a part of your community. They love who you are. They love what you offer. They care about what you offer, and they like, care about your content, so that they're engaging, they're buying, they're following, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's a true follower, not whatever the bot is, you know? Yeah.
Well, and I always say, because when talking about this, I'm like, you have to post things you like. And I feel like I always have to put an asterisk on this, because I know you stylists listening right now, you're going to be like, well, I like pictures. That's not what I'm fucking talking about. What I'm talking about is like, look, I always say you still need to work with the algorithm. The algorithm, I always say, it is not your enemy. I think it's fascinating. People are like, Instagram hates us and they don't want us to get views. I'm like, do you realize that their entire billion some dollar platform dies if you don't get views? Like, literally, it all dies. Really? So that's not, no, they want you to succeed.
They just don't want to, sorry, I'm talking over you. They don't want, the people that say that don't want to admit that they, you know, aren't posting good content, or they're out, like, their strategy's not very good. Their content's not good and no one wants to see their content. It's not the algorithm's fault. The algorithm wants you to succeed. Also, like, the algorithm's not a person that just vetoes your post every time. That's not how it works.
No, like, there are literal metrics that it looks like. So that's why I tell people, I'm like, yes, post things you like, comma, but you need to work with the algorithm. If you stand there and you're like, I don't want to make reels, I don't like them, with respect, get over it. Like, that's like the nicest way I can put it. I'm sorry. Reels are still the fastest, best, and easiest way to grow. Like, I, for example, like, I never, literally 0% of the time, watch any content on YouTube. I'm not a YouTube girl. I don't know why. But is this podcast going to be on YouTube? Yeah, because I'm still making content that I like, which is the podcast. This is fun for me. I love it. But I am making it in a way that, even though I don't consume it in that aspect, other people who do can still watch and listen to it. So that's my thing. Even if you're like, because I hear the argument all the time, well, I didn't sign up to be a social media manager. I didn't sign up to do this. Well, I don't want to be an influencer.
A business owner? Like, because those are
managers. You want to have a successful business in this day and age, baby. That's just what you got to do.
Yeah, you either got to fork up the time and the energy and all that stuff to be the social media manager, or you got to fork up the money to hire one. Like, there's no in between, because it's non-negotiable now.
Yes, and honestly, neither one are wrong. Either one that you choose is a wonderful option. Yes, yay, yeehaw. But arguing that my content isn't being pushed because Instagram sucks and the algorithm sucks, like, dude, I'm so sorry to tell you, but it's a you problem. And it's because you're fighting it so hard and like digging your feet in the ground and demanding that you not have to change when everything changes. We don't do you know, when I started hair, the way that I got clients is I walked from house to house and business to business and dropped off cards or coupons. Bear in mind, y'all, I'm only 34. I'm not that old. This was in 1800s. Can you imagine? Oh my God. I was already born last century. I don't need anything else. Okay. Yes.
I was born in the 1990s.
Same.
I was there for 3 months. So
fuck you.
I'm in the 1990s.
But that's the thing. Like, people need to realize, like, the algorithm doesn't hate you. It's, you have to post content that it's, you know what it is? It's, this is going to sound so mean, so please bear with me. It's other people don't like your content. So they, the people watching it, are not triggering the algorithm to say, ayo, share her shit because it's great. And it's not anything that you, I didn't want to say you're doing something wrong. It's just there are little things that need to be jigged and adjusted in order to work with the algorithm. And that's the thing. Yes. Like, I'm not hiring Sarah because I don't know how to do that. I know how to do that. And I think I'm very fucking good at it. But it's
obviously are. Look at your page.
Yeah. Like, proof is in the pudding, baby. It's a time issue. Now it's like, it's with me going to Australia in a month and a half now. I need someone to handle a part of my business just in the same way my admin does to make sure that a step is not missed. Like,
yes,
that's why people hire social media managers. And I get it. Yeah, it can feel really expensive. I actually think your prices are like really fucking fair. I didn't feel like I was being ripped off, and that's a nice feeling.
No, literally. And yeah, and it was hard to price my stuff, because there are some people that price $500, which that's literally when I started. My first package was $500. And because I didn't know, and also like I was starting out, whatever. I have forgiveness and I love that girl. Which I want to go back to also after I talk about this. But there's some people that charge, you know, so much money, which honestly, whatever you charge, go for it. Like, I'm proud of you. Like, if you charge $10,000, hell yeah. Like, I'm so proud of you. Because I did a really hard, long, you know, look inward and like just what I wanted for my business. And currently, and it's not that it's not going to change, because I update my pricing all the time. Like, I update my services all the time because things change. The algorithm changes, social media changes, needs changes. I learn new things and I'm always adapting, and I'm about to talk about this too, but I'm never one to say like I was wrong, or like I wasn't wrong, or like I'm not going to continue learning. Like, that's part of my job. So updating my services, yes, always. Updating my pricing, yes, always. But right now I have my pricing very fair because I'm not really looking for the clients that are the top level, like corporate things where they're about to, like, they have a whole, you know, $10,000 a month for posts, very corporate, very, you know, high budget, which, like, you know, I would love to be making $10,000 from one client a month. Thing is, first of all, they're probably looking for someone to be a part of their team, and that's not me. But also, I love working with like smaller businesses, but also like, same. Helping those people that don't have that high of like a budget to get them to the point where, you know, they can invest a little bit more, and I have other like packages and we can add on services to grow more and more and more. So it's kind of a ladder, and I want to be able to be accessible for those like businesses where it's not like I can't afford that, like that's out of my reach. Like, there's also, if you can't afford social media management, I also have little stepping stones that can get you there and still offer support. And that's a really, like, I don't know, that's also always been something that I wanted for my business, because I've been there. Like, I was the business that was starting out too. But also, I want to rewind.
Yeah.
Just real quick about, I forgot. Let me think. What were we talking about before this? Oh, selfish content. Okay. Back here.
Yeah.
Pulling in. There's a big difference between selfish content and posting content that you love. And there's a very fine line because, and I'm the biggest, like, I'm allowed to say this because when I started Slate, you know, I was posting content that, you know, was selfish. I was posting content that, like, I was just trying to fit in. I didn't really know what was going on. I was trying to find my feet, trying to find branding. Maybe I even copied other brands before, and that's my own fault. But the thing is, and like, I own up to that. Like, that was not, like, that obviously did not get me followers or anything like that. So selfish content doesn't serve your audience. When you're making content, think about, here, Kay, this is where the posting content that you like, think about what content you like to consume. And honestly, you're probably gonna have to think long and hard, because the content you like to consume is probably not just one hair picture, which, you know, maybe you do like looking at hair pictures once in a while, but that's not the content you watch or the content you follow. Like, you love those reels or you love interactive carousels or like the ones with like really good hooks, like look at what content you consume, because also your followers are like kind of a reflection of you. They love who you are. So they're going to have some kind of correlation with you. So they're probably going to like the same kind of content. So think about what content you consume, what draws you in, like what fact, like if you're on your For You page, what content, like what posts are going to be like clicking on to read. And then what, like not being selfish, providing content that has value, has entertainment. It's not just easy content to post. No one's going to want to watch a reel or swipe through a carousel if it's just shit. There's nothing there. There's no like, and it's not entertaining. No one's going to watch you. And that's not going to trigger the algorithm to show it to more people. Yeah. So you can post content that you like, but it's not the content that you like because it's easy, because it's not really supposed to be easy. But if you can get in the rhythm of finding content that you're passionate about and you like posting, or you feel lit up when you're posting it, or you see it on your feed, maybe you're not posting it, maybe your social media manager is, that's when social media is fun. And that's where that flip it like is switched in your brain to where I hate the algorithm. The algorithm, like fuck the algorithm. And it's more of like a, it was a me problem. I messed, like I wasn't posting content that my audience liked. And now that I'm posting good content, like things are rolling in. I have a community and I love social media and I love opening my Instagram app and seeing a community there and interacting with them.
Yes. Do you know what I always say? Because I've spoken about selfish content before. I always say selfish content to me feels like, it's like, hey, look at me. Look at me. You should buy this thing. Look at this thing I have. You should buy this. Look how great I am. Are you looking at me? Are you buying? Are you DMing me to buy? Are you commenting to buy? Are you clicking that to me is selfish. You are not providing, you're not pouring into anyone else's cup. You are asking everyone to pour into yours when them bitches have empty cups too. You don't think everyone else is fucking exhausted and broke as shit? Like that's the world we live in right now, bro. Yeah. So I always say like I actually received the most amazing compliment today to my DMs, which is very relevant to this, but I was talking to a girl about like what I'm doing with morning hair. I bring an extension method and education I want to bring in, which like, and so I was telling her, I said, you know, I want to make sure, just like you said, that what I have to offer is accessible to everyone. I want it to be, and I sometimes like don't want to say like budget friendly because I don't want it to sound like my shit is cheap. It's not. It is cheap. It is so good, but I want to make sure you're not selling a kidney or your first kid in order to be able to afford anything that I have. And what she said to me, and she was like, oh my God, she goes, Ani, what I love is you provide so much value that I don't have to pay you for anything in order to grow. So if I don't have the money, or if newer artists don't have the money to invest, I can still go through your page and learn so much. And she goes, and I still do that. She goes, I'm aware I don't interact a lot. Sorry. And I'm like, I don't care. If you're getting value, like I'm a happy baby. Don't worry. But she's like,
she's still watching.
You're still watching. Thank you. And so she was like, you know, so she goes, there'll be times where I'm like, oh, what was that thing Ani said about this? She goes, I literally scroll through your page until I find it again just to rewatch. And I was like, you don't know how happy that makes me. I was in a mastermind call right before we started filming. It's so cool. And I literally told them, like, for me, community is everything. That's why I made the Content Coven. That's why the Content Coven has its own community. That's why Morning Hair is like so eclectic and weird, because it's a vibe. It just brings in a different kind of like person. It's so cool. And I said, but you know, if you take away the community aspect for me, it's not worth it anymore. If I can't sit and talk to all these people and jibber jabber and what kids say to yap and yap about social media and all these like fun things, I know, like it's not worth it to me, because without the community, like, it's not fun for me anymore. You know what I mean? So the fact that someone said, I could never give you a dollar and still learn so much, I think some people might be like, damn. But I was like, thank you. Like,
the best compliment.
Cool, that's fucking rad. Cool. And I feel like that is what people need to get in their head. When you are making selfish content, you're saying, hey, give me money. Pay attention to me and give me money. When you are making content that you love, that serves other people, they are finding value in it, where they're coming in and saying, hey, thank you for this. Wow, that was helpful. I loved it. And that to me, like, that's the fun part of social. The fun part of social media is being social. That's literally my favorite part. That's
putting the social in social media. That's like, it's supposed to be social. I always tell my clients, and I just preach this in general in my content, having a community, like, it's community over following. Community is always like the 50 people you'd rather have than the 10,000 followers. Like, our goal maybe shouldn't be to have 10K followers. Like, you know, that can be an overall goal.
Yes.
But maybe our one of our goals right now is to grow a community and grow, like, that's where the brand awareness comes from. That's where that value is provided. And the, like, the vanity metrics, like followers, will come in naturally. You won't even have to try, force anything like that. It comes naturally when you build that. So it's like, that could be our overarching goal. But the thing is, like, the action steps and the smaller, like, short-term goals, which is kind of long-term as well, is growing a community.
Yes.
Because that's what they want. And also, I wanted to touch on your value in your content, because 100% adding value is, like, I also, like, especially for your page. And you give so much value, especially, like, for, like, my content. I give value and I give tips out. Like, I always share, like, you know, I share a lot of educational content because a lot of people, you know, want to learn from me because I offer, like, advice and, like, very, like, educational content. I don't know. But the thing is, they can have all that all day long. And I'm not scared to give all that away and teach people, because at the end of the day, they can learn everything they want. You know, they can put in the time and the effort, but when they burn out or they're tired or they have no capacity left, they're going to have to still hire me. And so the thing is, like, I can teach everybody, I can literally train anybody to do what I do, but unless they're going to put in the time and the effort, they're going to still need me. And that's not, like, I'm not insecure about teaching that.
No.
Also, I wanted to rewind. I have so many rabbit holes I could go down right now, but this is the one I want to go down, because this like really helped me change my perspective on marketing and just selling and just content in general that's not selfish. And I think about when I'm, like, on TikTok or Instagram and I see a post, I'm never buying, you know, the times I pressed, like, add to cart, you know, let's say, like, a hairbrush.
Yeah.
I've never, you know, added a hairbrush to my cart because someone said, buy this hairbrush. This is my hairbrush I'm selling. Buy it. I buy the content or I buy the product because I watch some video. I don't even know who's selling it or whatever, but they're talking about, oh my God, I love this hairbrush. It changed my life. Like, look at my hair. Like, this is so good. This is how I use it every day. And this is how it changed my life. And this is the value it provides to me. And I'm like, well, shit, I have those problems. I have tangly hair, or I have a lot of hair and I need a good hairbrush. This one's like kind of affordable. You love it too. Like, I trust you. Because I don't even know who you are. I don't know who sells this hairbrush. Adding it to cart though. And that's where people buy your content. So it's not like you don't have to just be salesy. Have fun with it and show the value. Show why you love it. Show why you're in love, like, with your services, the value your services provide, the problem, like, the solution it provides to the problem. And that's when people buy, because no one has the money just to be like, okay, you told me to buy it, I guess I'll buy it. Why would they do that?
And I also want to be clear. First off, I've never heard it said that way, and I love that. I didn't buy the hairbrush because you told me to buy it. I bought it because I trusted you because you loved it.
And I needed a damn hairbrush. Like,
you're like, I don't even need it, but it's fine. You
know how many hairbrushes there are in this world? Like, same with social media managers, same with hairstylists. Like, there's a lot to choose from. So you have to be, like, clear on which one. Like, I'm the hairbrush you need. This is the hairbrush you need. Sure. No other hairbrushes compare.
Yeah, well, and to be clear, for anyone thinking, like, oh, but if I could just build my following, then followers do not equal sales. They do not equal sales to be in your chair. They do not equal sales for a course. They do not equal sales for private one-on-one calls or for a product base. Followers do not equal sales. I am 100% sure that there are people with way bigger followings than me, and I made a lot more money than them last year. Because, like, at first and foremost of everything I do and post and decisions I make, I've never have thought of how can I make more money? I'm like, what do my followers need? And what can I do to give them what they need to help? And that's honestly what has made me so successful. And I'm not saying money's not important. Put the pitchforks down. I know money's important. We need to live. We need to eat. But, like, if that's your first thought, it's a problem. So let me ask this. If you were to give someone one piece of advice, like, we're wrapping up, like, what is the one thing that whether they're ready for a social media manager or whether they're not with social media, what is, like, the biggest tip, piece of advice that you would give them?
Like, about social media or about, like, hiring a social media manager? Sorry, I'm confused.
Let's do both. Let's just start with just social media and then hiring a manager.
Okay. I do think my just social media Okay. And I wish I could go back and tell my younger self this, younger self as in like a year or two ago, is that you do not have to fit in. Like, you don't have to post everything that's everybody else is posting. You shouldn't be scrolling your feed to look at post ideas. Like, that's not how you're going to find the post ideas that grow your account. Sit and think about what problem your audience has and what solution you offer it. What are you like? So you do hair. Why would someone come to you for hair? There's so many hairstylists out there. Why would someone come to you for hair? Who is your audience? And start talking to them. You shouldn't have to scroll and find, you know, content ideas. Think about and have an original thought, first of all. What content do your followers want to see? Because that's the content that's going to stand out. No one wants, you know, everybody copying each other, because no one's going to remember who. Stand out, especially if there are so many hairstylists. You want to stand out in your content, and you want your content to be authentic to you. Mm. And that's your superpower, is being just you, and that's your brand. So really lean in on being authentic to that. And if I did that a lot earlier, I would, you know, my content would have started, my page would have started growing a lot earlier. But I was nervous, and it's scary just to be vulnerable and show who you are. But the thing is, if someone doesn't like your content or like you for who you are, they're not your dream client. They're not your audience. Like, they're not supposed to be a part of your community. Okay, whatever, go on. So be vulnerable, be authentic, and be original, and post original content. Mm-hmm. That's my one advice for social media in general. Is that a good one, or doesn't that offer even?
Why did you restart that? No, I think it's great. And I think that is wonderful. Yeah. And especially because, like, because sometimes I hear people, they're like, oh, I just want people to buy. I don't want to have to like work for it. Well, you're going to have to, baby. Sorry. Because you are not saying you're competing with everybody else, but like, people don't want to feel like the only value, the only reason you care about them is because of the dollars. Like, that, no one wants to go away. So no, I love that. Okay. So now let's say someone's considering, they're like, okay, Sarah's kind of cool. Maybe I want to work with her. Maybe I need a social media manager. What's like a piece of advice you would give them?
I think start looking in again and see what kind of support you need. How can I help you? So going into a discovery call, I always ask, like, you know, we go through like who that business is, where they're at now, and where they want to get to. And then we talk about how I can support them. And I always ask, like, in a perfect world, like, how would this look? Like, what would this look like for you? And a lot of them like don't even think about it. They're like, oh, I don't know, I thought you were gonna tell me. And I'm like, I can tell you what goes on normally. The thing is, what's most supportive? Because if you think that you could spend more time with your family, or you could stop stressing about social media, or you just, you know, you do want to get more sales, or you want more clients, you want more money, but you just don't have the time, or like, you don't know how to get there. Like, that's the reason that we get a social media manager. So think about what's supportive, what's your goal, why do you want a social media manager? Mm-hmm. And then going to that with that reasoning and that motivation, that's when you should get a social media manager. 100%. Some people just don't know. Like, they're like, I just am tired and I don't know what to post. There's your reason. That's your motivation. Going into there knowing, like, I don't want to post anything like that. I like taking pictures of my hair, like the hair I do, and I like getting videos, but like, I hate editing. I hate coming up with captions, whatever. So I'm like, okay, perfect. I can help you with, you know, getting even content, or making the content, editing the content, writing it all out, all that. I set out the scene, and they're like, wow, that is so supportive. You just don't know.
You don't know that, until you know at that point. Yeah, love that. And one thing to remember, I always like something to kind of remind you guys of as well. I cannot talk today. Is that just because you hire a social media manager doesn't mean it's for life. It doesn't mean you're now paying Sarah or whoever you hire until the day you fucking die. Even if, like, for me, I'm like, I just have the most busiest months coming up. And like, I'll pull my hair out if I have to do myself. And it's not even that I would pull my hair up. It's, you know what? My businesses would suffer. And all the progress I've made would literally be into the toilet and being flushed down very aggressively, because that's what I didn't want. I don't want to lose all the progress that I have worked so hard to make. So do we do this for 3 months, 6 months, a year? I don't know. At minimum, we're doing 3 months, because like, I need help. And so just like, remember that, guys. So Sarah,
wait,
go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry. I have one more thing. I'll make it really quick though.
Yeah.
Because this is probably a lot better than what I just said. Also, like one of the biggest issues, and that's like one thing that I meant to touch on back, like, but we went down another rabbit hole. I think finding a social media manager or anybody that works for your company, but especially a social media manager that you vibe with, like that you really feel connected to, is the biggest, that's the biggest thing that you need to look for. Because, you know, someone else can be really a great social media manager and make great content. The thing is, if you guys don't vibe, you can't, like your social media manager doesn't understand your business like you do. They don't understand how your mind works. They don't understand, you know, your customer. Like, I only take on clients that I, you know, I understand their vision. I understand who they are. I understand what their brand is. I understand what their goals are, because as a social media manager, I kind of have to crawl inside their brain and make the content like that they think of, because I'm not the business owner. I'm not the consumer, but I have to kind of play both parts. So finding a like social media manager that you vibe with, you feel connected to, like you really got, like you guys speak the same language, is the most crucial step in it. Because if you guys are speaking different languages, don't really understand each other, kind of like weird with each other, or I don't know, just don't vibe.
Yeah.
The content's not going to be as good. It's going to look like you have a social media manager. It's not going to look like, oh, Ani just started posting way more and her content's good. You don't want that. You want like someone that like, it looks good. You don't want someone that's like, oh, they hired a social media manager.
It should still look like you, but just that you're posting more. That's it.
Yes. Yeah, might as well just get ChatGPT at that point if you're, it's going to look like that. So you just want someone that looks like you're posting more. Exactly. So that was my last tip.
No, thank you. Seriously, thank you so much for spending time with me today. This was wonderful. I think it's important for like, especially like my followers, my listeners, to hear from someone that's not me being like, dude, it's important, but like, you don't have to do it alone. I promise you. So tell them your handle and your website again on where they can find you.
Yeah. So you can go over to Slate Social. It's S-L-A-T-E, social management. Did I spell that right? Yeah. S-L-A-T-E, social management, M-G-M-T is my username. All my stuff's in there. My like links to everything like that is in my bio. And that's where you can book a discovery call with me and get my service and pricing guide, all that stuff. That's where you can find me. I'll be over there.
Love that. Thank you so much for being here. And guys, thank you for listening to another episode of Morning Tea. And remember, if you have any questions, if you have any thoughts, any concerns, if there's something you want to hear about, DM me. You can DM Sarah. We are both very, very chatty on social media. We
love all the time.
So thanks for being here, guys. We'll see you next week.